This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
James Whitey Bulger went back to federal court today in a helicopter. Instead of driving the accused gangster up 93 from the Plymouth County Jail, authorities dropped him off at Logan in a Coast Guard chopper on his way to the South Boston courthouse, maybe to make it easier on traffic?
Maybe. And when he got there, federal prosecutors secured their first victory. Chief U.S. Judge Mark Wolf granted their request to drop an earlier indictment against Bulger so they could focus on a later, more serious one, which includes 19 murder charges.
WBUR's David Boeri is covering today's proceedings. He was at the courthouse in South Boston when we spoke to him a few minutes ago.
David, before we talk about Judge Wolf's decision, tell us what it was like in the courtroom today, beginning with that helicopter ride.
That's right, and according to the Coast Guard, Anthony, it was a $14,000 helicopter ride that came in over the harbor, below which there were two Coast Guard boats with gun mounts. As the proceedings started to get underway, both William Bulger and Whitey's brother, Jackie Bulger, who did serve a six-month prison sentence in regards to this case, were in the courtroom for the proceedings. The proceedings themselves were pretty dry, yet the bottom line was firm.
So the bottom line, Chief Judge Mark Wolf granted prosecutors' request to drop an earlier indictment, and this allows them to focus on the later indictment, right, with the 19 murder rap. So this is a victory for the prosecution.
It's a victory for the prosecution, but for a second reason. Yes, it allows them to concentrate their resources on the most dramatic and the most powerful charges involving murders, but it also has the effect of moving the trial to a court that will be presided over by other than Judge Wolf, who, to be blunt, has been a very unpopular judge with the prosecution here for the last 15 so years because of his role in the prolonged proceedings back in the late 1990s that he insisted upon, which fleshed out Bulger and Stephen Fleming as secret FBI informants.
I see. Now, Peter Krupp, who is Bulger's provisional attorney, what was he arguing? He wanted to keep both these indictments intact, right?
He wanted to keep them intact, and the reason he wanted to keep them intact was because he accused the U.S. attorneys of judge shopping. In his ruling, when Judge Wolf announced his ruling saying that in the interest of justice, it was important for this case to go forward, and thereby he was denying the defense motion, he said, looking at Bulger, Mr. Bulger did not appear to object to this issue of judge shopping in 2000. Of course, Mr. Bulger was somewhere on the West Coast, probably in Santa Monica, as a fugitive at the time, Anthony.
So, David, you're about to run into a second hearing. What's this one about?
This one, with another judge in the same courtroom, is going to determine whether or not Whitey Bulger is indigent, whether he needs to be defended by a publicly supported attorney. Earlier, we expected, and in the courtroom today, were Max Stern and Howard Cooper. They had been lined up by Judge Wolf to represent Bulger if the matter and trial proceeded with Judge Wolf at the helm. It won't. So now, it appears, in fact, they've left the courthouse, it appears that another set of lawyers will be chosen if the judge at this hearing decides that he is indigent and needs public assistance.
So earlier this week, we thought that Cooper and Stern were going to be representing Bulger. Now that's no longer clear, so we've taken a step back or in terms of the procedures of this case.
Yeah, they said they do not expect to be appointed. In fact, I believe they've left the building, but yes, they say they will not be appointed.
All right. WBUR's David Boeri at U.S. District Court in South Boston. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, up next, a Silicon Valley billionaire says college kills creativity, so he's giving select students money to drop out and follow their dreams. That's today's Talker After the Break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.